Well, Keenan Reynolds has wrapped up his record-setting college football career at Navy by running for three touchdowns and throwing for another to lead a 44-28 win over Pittsburgh in the Military Bowl yesterday. Reynolds ran for 144 yards on 24 carries, completed 9 of 17 passes for 126 yards, and had a reception for 47 yards on a trick play. He leaves school as the NCAA's career leader with 88 touchdowns and 530 points, and is 4,559 yards rushing are the most by a quarterback in NCAA history. In Monday's other bowl game, quarterback Mitch Leidner ran 13 yards for a touchdown with 4:26 left, sending Minnesota to a 21-14 win over Central Michigan in the Quick Lane Bowl. The Gophers were one of three teams to carry a 5-7 record into a bowl game. All three of those teams earned postseason victories. Well, the success of the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Rose Bowl could come down to how well the defense stops one of the country's top running backs. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says Heisman Trophy finalist Christian McCaffrey puts a lot of stress on a defense to play its best.
For what he does and a lot of different things, and, you know, not seeing him every week, you know, at least when we're in the Big Ten, you see the guys a couple times, and here you have to go back and you go 13 games back and you see all the things that he can do to hurt you. The preparation is definitely difficult for us, and you always got to go back and keep on looking and making cut-ups of plays that they have and designed for him.
Stanford offensive coordinator Mike Blomgren says the Hawkeyes' vanilla style actually makes it tougher to get prepared.
They trust their guys to line up and play great football and play a very physical style, so much so that there's not much movement. You know, in the pack, we're used to, like, all these different schemes and people flying in from vines on third down, and there's not a whole lot of that out of Iowa.
Blumergan says Iowa and Stanford are a lot alike in philosophy, and Phil Parker says one thing for his defense that has led to success in stopping long runs or passes.
We're going back and studying it for the last year, and we figured if we give up, you know, maybe three or less big plays in a game, then you're going to keep the score down to about 13. Anything after that, above three, you're probably going to give up like 23 points, so it has a lot to do with giving up big plays.
Well, Iowa's defense took center stage during a session with the media in California Monday as the countdown continues to the Rose Bowl. Stanford has the Heisman Trophy runner-up Christian McCaffrey in the backfield, but Hawkeye All-American defensive back Desmond King says they are not a one-dimensional offense with a lot of weapons, including a top tight end and a great offensive line. Sixth-ranked Iowa is the underdog going into the game against sixth-ranked Stanford. And King says that's okay because they've done well in that role all season.
That's fine with us. We want to be the underdogs. We've been that way all season since I've been here all year. And we just know we have a big plate to fill up, and we're going to take that.
He says Stanford's offense likes to grind it out just like Iowa's offense, and that may give them an idea of what they'll be facing.
I feel like they're very similar team to us. It kind of helps us out a lot, but at the same time, you don't know what kind of team they can be.
Linebacker Cole Fisher says that grinded-out style will make it tough.
They've shown in the past that it's hard to get their offense off the field. You know, they got, say, like a 2nd and 4 to go. You know, what it seems like they want to do is, all right, let's try to make this a 3rd and 1, or, you know, 3rd and 2. And then just their short yardage, you know, it's really hard stopping them at the line with the techniques that they use.
Well, McCaffrey named linebacker Josie Jewell when he was asked who he saw as a standout on Iowa's defense. Jewell says he's just part of the overall unit.
Our teammates put us, you know, in those positions for other people to call us out. So, I mean, the defensive line is a huge critical part of linebacker play, and also safety's filling in. So it's a whole team aspect. It's not just one player doing really well. It's everybody doing really well.
Iowa's players have stayed pretty close to the party line and not wanting to give any bulletin board material to Stanford. While he didn't say anything to upset the Cardinal, defensive lineman Jaleel Johnson did stray a little from the standard answer and says defense is about playing mean on defense. He says that's part of his history.
My family's full of mean people. So, you know, it's just handed down. So, and, you know, it's, I don't know, my grandfather, you know, he's a really mean person. My father's a mean person, so I guess that's where it came from, so.
Rough and tumble. Hawkeyes are 12-1. They'll meet 11-2 Stanford on New Year's Day in the Rose Bowl, which we'll have for you live here on the radio. Well, the Denver Broncos were able to wrap up a playoff berth by outlasting Cincinnati in a matchup of AFC division leaders last night. Brandon McManus hit a 37-yard field goal to cap the first possession of overtime before DeMarcus Ware recovered A.J. McCarron's fumble to complete the Broncos' 20-17 victory over the Bengals in Denver. McManus came through in the extra session after he hooked a 45-yarder at the end of regulation. Both those teams are 11-4. Denver can earn the top seed in the AFC with a win over San Diego and a loss by New England at Miami next weekend. Cincinnati blew a chance to earn a bye in the playoffs. Green Bay Packers defensive players Clay Matthews, Gary Neal, and Julius Peppers are strongly denying any ties to performance-enhancing drugs after they were named in a report by Al Jazeera on doping. That report that aired Sunday was based on secret recordings of a fellow named Charles Sly, a former intern at an Indianapolis anti-aging institute who now says he fabricated the allegations. The report named several athletes, including Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Matthews called the allegations 100% false, and Peppers said it was completely erroneous. Meanwhile, the founder of an Indianapolis medical facility says Sly didn't even work at the clinic until 2 years after Manning was undergoing treatment there. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes hope a challenging non-conference schedule pays off beginning tonight when the Hawkeyes open up Big Ten college basketball play by hosting top-ranked Michigan State. The Hawkeyes take a 9-3 record into tonight's league opener.
All the teams that we lost to, I mean, it wasn't like they blew us out. So we know we can play with the best in the nation. So, I mean, we just took a learning experience in that, learned a lot from it. And I think that's going to get us prepared for the Big Ten and how to close out games and stuff.
That's junior guard Peter Jock, who says the Hawkeyes need to do a better job of crunch time in those close games. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says he feels good about the rotation that's been established.
I feel really good about our top nine. I think Andrew Fleming and Christian Williams are fine at 10 and 11. You know, they give us versatility. They both can score. They've got size. They can play multiple positions. And I think that's true for pretty much all the guys that we have there. They can, you know, Brady can play the 2 and the 3. Bear can play the 2, 3, 4. He knows the 5 if we need him to play the 5. Dom can play 3, 4, 5. Ahmad can play 4, 5. So we can go a number of different ways along with our starting group.
Michigan State will be without leading scorer Denzel Valentine, who will be out a few more games with a knee injury. Still, the Spartans are 13-0. Michigan State's won 14 of the last 15 in the series, including 9 straight. See if the Hawkeyes can break that string tonight. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip time, Iowa versus Michigan State. Last night of men's college basketball, 7th-ranked North Carolina were winners in their final non-conference game as they hammered UNC Greensboro 96-63. Number 9, Butler hammered IUPUI 92-54. Also, it was number 15, Duke, routing Elon 105-66. 16th-ranked Villanova was a 77-57 winner over Penn. And number 21, Utah, scored a 115-74 rout to the College of Idaho. Michigan State, Kansas, and Oklahoma are the top 3 teams for the 3rd straight week in the men's college basketball poll by the Associated Press. The Spartans have been number 1 in the poll for 4 weeks. Kansas drew the other number 1 vote. Following Oklahoma are Maryland, Virginia, Xavier, North Carolina, Arizona, Butler, and Kentucky. The top 9 teams remain the same from last week. Iowa State is 11th in this week's AP poll and check in 9th in the USA Today coaches poll. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.